Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we're going to take some phone calls right now from people who have recently lost your jobs. If you just got laid off, say it on the air. With the unemployment rate up to 9.5%, and it was surprising to most economists, and we'll talk with the Wall Street Journal economics editor David Wessel next hour, surprising how many jobs were lost. People thought it was slowing down from about 470,000 a month, which is what it turned out to be in June. People thought it would be less than that. It was less than that in May. But we want to keep giving voice to our unemployed listeners and not let you become invisible, not let you become inaudible. So, George in Monmouth County, you're on WNYC. Hey, George.
Home?
George, can you hear me? You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. I can hear you.
What'd you do? What job did you lose?
I used to be in management. I have a master's degree in finance. And I could not, after 25 years in the same company, I could not, I was laid off and I cannot find a job for a year and a half already.
Did you see your layoff coming?
No. In a way, it was a kind of a family business, and I got laid off, and a lot of people got after me.
How are you making ends meet while you're trying to get back into finance?
Very hard. I get some severance package, very hard. I'm using my savings. That's all it is.
Right. All right.
Whatever, I have some money on the side. You know?
You get a free platform to express a political opinion as a consolation prize.
That's not enough to pay my taxes.
What would you like to say? Well, okay, George is going to pass on that opportunity, I guess. Claire in Manasquan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Claire.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What was your job?
Well, it's a little different here. I lost my job as a stay-at-home mom for 20 years. I'm a college graduate with a master's degree, but I have 5 children, and I recently went through a pretty unpleasant divorce, and in my divorce agreement, it actually says this agreement is predicated on the wife getting a job.
Wow. And have you been able to find one?
Well, it's, you know, what a time to have to get a job. So I have a sort of a unique, master's degree. It's not like an MBA or anything. And given that I've been raising my kids are age 9 to 19, I've been volunteering and coaching and doing all that kind of stuff. So I do have one prospect. The week after my divorce was final, I actually interviewed because of a show that you guys aired, and my master's degree is in geography. I interviewed with the U.S. Census Bureau, the 2010 census.
So you're going to do that? You're going to be a census taker?
Well, I don't know. It'll be I'm still waiting to hear.
Right. Claire, good luck. What an unusual situation. Erica on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Erica. What did you do?
I was in speech science. It's a very interesting field.
Like a speech therapist with kids?
No. These are people who are bettering the software that understands natural human language.
And what are you going to do now?
And so I was part of that technology, although a sort of orphan part of that technology. And my background is actually writing, photography, travel, media, which is quite depressed right now.
Indeed. So what are you going to do?
Well, every day I get up and I try to figure out what hat to put on. That's the issue, especially since a lot of these fields are quite pummeled. And I say, well, should I try for some media job? Should I do something with photography? Should I try something in transcribing or annotation? Should I work with dogs? I mean, it's every day you try to define yourself. It's very hard to focus. And you look at the skill sets, and they're not quite matching. And you say, well, I guess I'll just take a walk.
Mm-hmm. Erica, thanks for your call. And listeners, everyone else, you can post your words of support and encouragement to Erica and our other callers who are unemployed. Give them advice if you want, or just cheer them on. How about posting those words of encouragement and support to WNYC.org? Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Thomas in Huntington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. What'd you get laid off from?
I was in a very large company, over 6,000 employees, and in January they cut a third of their IT department, and everybody in the rest of the company took a 5% pay cut. I have been going around, knocking on doors, showing my face, doing any kind of thing you can imagine. I'm a senior security engineer. I have 30 years experience and two computer science college degrees. I am not. It's been 6 months, and I haven't caught a whiff of anything. It's incredible.
What are you doing in the meantime?
Well, I have a third degree in Italian, so I'm trying to tutor that. Mm-hmm. I'm spending 100% time looking at USA Jobs and every other website and talking to everybody I can find.
Thomas, good luck out there. Thank you very much. And our last one for now will be Josh in Forest Hills. Josh, we have 30 seconds for you, and we'll take some more calls from people who recently lost their jobs coming up after the news. But Josh in Forest Hills, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. 30 seconds. What's your situation?
My situation was in April, I lost my job. I was an architect, and unfortunately, it came very soon after I had informed my employers that my wife was pregnant, and I don't think the two are related in any way, except now my wife is basically the only one with an income, and she's providing health insurance for us. So we're actually going to, during her maternity leave, move in with my in-laws once the baby's born and try to wait it out there and save a little bit of money on rent. And
she's got a job, and you're going to be a stay-at-home dad.
I might be, yeah.
Josh, good luck out there. And again, everyone else, post your words of encouragement to our unemployed callers at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We'll talk to more of them in the second hour. Stay with us.